This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome to Coffee Break, where we focus on a single topic related to miles and points.
And each coffee break is limited to 20 minutes or less, or your money back.
On today's Coffee Break, how to apply for the Strata Elite 100,000 point offer. Citi is out with their brand new Strata Elite card. That's their new $595 card, which may or may not be right for you, but a 100,000 point offer probably is right for you if you can qualify. The trick is that there is both an 80,000 point offer out there and a 100,000 point offer. And so we're going to talk about how to go for the 100,000 point offer.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, it's important to note that this is an expensive card with a $595 annual fee. And so, like Greg said, it may not be a keeper card for you, but the 100,000 points are worth significantly more than $595. So it could very well be worth the investment to put the money in for that first year, at least. And then, of course, after a year, you know, we've talked before about all the various ways to kind of preserve your points by downgrading a card or potentially by moving your points, although with Citi, that's a little bit more complicated, I guess. But you've got options after the first year is the moral of the story. So it doesn't lock you in forever, which might make it worth it for a year. But let's talk a little bit more about A, how do you qualify for this new offer? Who qualifies? If I have a Strata Premier, can I still get this card?
Yeah, that's the nice thing is that the only rules against signing up and getting the welcome bonus are if you've received a welcome bonus for the same card in recent days, which of course no one has that's listening to this soon after we record it, or if you've received a welcome offer in the past, in the recent past, and converted a card to the Strata Elite, then you're not eligible. So as long as you haven't converted a card, as long as you don't actually have a Strata Elite right now, you should be technically eligible for the card and the welcome bonus. The trick is that the public offer available online when you click through a website and get to it is only 80,000 points after $4,000 spent. Now, that's not a bad offer, but it's obviously when you know there's a 100,000 point offer out there, you should be going for that. The 100,000 point offer is easy to get if you have a Citibank branch near you. You could just walk in and ask about the card, and the offers they have there are 100,000 points. So the solution, if you don't have a branch near you, is do what I did. I called around to a couple different Citi branches. So I just Googled for, you know, where are they and what are their phone numbers? And I, when I got someone on the phone, I asked to speak to a banker. The person who answered actually was a banker. And I said, do you have that 100,000 point offer for the Citi Strata Elite? Yes, we do. And I can email it to you, he said. And he did right away. So, you know, the hardest part of all that is just getting someone on the phone. You know, I think when I first tried calling, it was lunch hour or something. And so it took a little bit. But it's actually pretty easy.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great tip. So you could just call a branch. Again, you don't have a branch right near you, right? So you just called a branch somewhere. You just looked up Citi branches and called right. And spoke with a Citi banker. It doesn't necessarily matter where they are. They have the ability anyway to email you a link. And so that way you could apply from home. And that, again, you need that link from a Citi banker in order to get the 100,000 point offer. The link you might find if you just Google the card is probably only going to be good, but at least at the time we're recording this, for 80,000 points. But the link that Greg received via email from a banker is good for 100,000 points after the same $4,000 spent. So a simple phone call can get you an extra 20,000 Citi thank you points, which is not nothing.
Right, right. It's definitely not nothing. And, you know, we're more excited about Citi points than ever now that they transferred American Airlines. So that's really cool. And I'll mention one other kind of cool thing, or maybe creepy, depending on your perspective. I did not have to tell this guy my email address. Apparently, caller ID linked up to my Citibank account, and he was able to look me up. because I have other city cards. And so he just said, "Do you want me to send it to?" And he rattled off my email address. I was like, "Yep." Made it
That's
nice and
great.
easy.
That's great. And reports from a few readers so far have been that the Admirals Club passes populate right away. So, some of those benefits you'll be able to get right off the bat, and that's pretty nice. So, good deal, and a good deal gets better by picking up the phone and calling a banker.
Absolutely.
Don't forget, if you've enjoyed this and you'd like to get on our email list, you want to go to frequentmiler.com/subscribe to join our email list, follow us on all the various social media, and check out our Frequent Miler on the Air episodes dropping every Friday.
Hi, I'm David Brody, co-host of the Travel in 10 podcast. Together, myself and my co-host Tim Johnson have traveled to over 150 countries around the world and all seven continents. Now we're sharing our favorite places, some of our best tips and experiences from all around the world in just 10 minutes on Travel in 10. Join us at voyescape.com.
I'm Pauline Frommer. I've spent most of my life writing, talking, and thinking about travel. Not just where to go, but how to go in a way that's meaningful. On the Frommer's Travel Show, we explore the trends, people, and ideas shaping how we see the world. If you care about the why as much as the where, I hope you'll join me. You can find new episodes weekly at voyescape.com.